Don Duncan's three, yes, three locations. Now in Millbrook on Highway 14, the original Don Duncan at 408 Madison downtown, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. All three offering what they've been doing for years, customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. One reason why people forget to maintain their cars is, I don't have time. I don't have somebody to take me and pick me up. They'll take care of that for you. Just get your car so they can change the oil, rotate the tires, and get their certified technicians under the hood to make sure there's nothing going on that could lead to a problem that puts you on your way to someplace special on the side of the road, waiting for a tow truck, and perhaps spending a day or two in a place that you didn't plan to go to begin with. So ensure that you're going to be able to drive to your vacation destination with confidence. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. By the way, if you need new tires, true wholesale pricing on all major name brands, and they always quote a price that includes professional installation. At all three Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto locations.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Paging Mallory Peavy. Mallory Peavy, you are the next to be potentially qualified to win a Marguerite's Forever Mark diamond. It's a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000. Mallory Peavy, you need to call 396-5477. Again, that number, 396-5477. Mallory Peavy, call within this hour, and you will be eligible to win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Thanks so much for playing.
As you enter hour 7?
Yes.
Not to mention, weren't you working downstairs this morning, too?
I was there preparing for today.
Okay.
I was here at about 8 today.
We are under a severe thunderstorm watch.
What, were you here at like 4 today?
Chief Meteorologist Arnold Ziffel bringing us the latest information.
Oh, man.
Right now on the Live in Fear Doppler, there are rapidly moving but very small thunderstorms. There's no massive line buildup yet. I know Rich is in the building. I don't know if he loves us enough to come up and visit during the afternoon show to see what we might be expecting.
I think he does.
Let me zoom out a little bit on this radar, look for a bigger picture. No, it's pretty much these tiny little dots moving very rapidly from west to east. And if you see, you get something in the, next 15 to 30 minutes, it'll be over and done with before you know it. And that'll be that, but what we'll do right...
Somebody's at your front door.
It's a beautiful morning.
This works. At 6 minutes after 3 o'clock, let's get his forecast, shall we? And then we'll get this sucker started.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting BlueHaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect. We got a breezy, warm, humid day in progress. High temperature in the lower 90s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will become quite numerous by during the afternoon. Some possibly severe with damaging wind gusts and large hail a possibility. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action and will instantly alert you for a warning for your area. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Continued muggy tonight. The risk of thunderstorms continues in the overnight hours. Low temperature 76. Tomorrow, look for a very hot first day of summer with a high in the middle 90s and triple digit heat indices, a few spotty storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tired of dieting, cardio, and no beer?
Yeah, this regimen sucks.
Then we have the gym for you. It's Planet Dad Bod.
Planet Dad Bod? You mean I can be hot and flabby?
That's right. Our trainers will help you sculpt the perfect Kevin James body.
Whoa, at my old gym, they only had free pizza once a month. Here, it's every day.
And try our new Farmer's Tan tanning booth.
Good thing I'm wearing a tank top.
Plus, we don't even have treadmills.
Good, I hate running.
We just have some free weights, and they're all 12 ounces each.
This is the best workout ever.
Come to Planet Dad Bod. It's not a judgment-free zone. It's a diet-free zone.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to Happy Hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, Thursday edition. See Terry anywhere? The much beloved and glorious. I'm here, and in his seventh big hour, here's Joey.
And here they are.
What did you get?
Please clap.
Well.
Well.
So today, Roy Moore decides he's going to run.
Yes.
Thanks. Brilliant decision. I guess he wants to do everything he can to make sure that Doug Jones stays in that seat. It's very early, of course. I am going to predict he will not be the nominee. God help us if he decides that he's bigger than the situation and then needs to run as an independent when Tommy Tuberville or somebody else gets the... In fact, you know, the more I think about it, the more I like the idea of Tuberville, just because he can do what Trump did. I'm not part of this. I haven't been sitting in here weaving this nest of deep state BS for the last 40 or 50 years. I'm here to change it. I want to be a Jean provocateur, agent of change. That idea kind of appeals to me, frankly. But Judge Moore, come on, stop, cut the stuff already, will you? Your time in politics is coming on. It's been just too much. too much. It reminds me of what Joe Biden, the brilliant way Joe Biden has been bragging about getting along with segregationists.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe at that time you had to. I don't know.
That was his point. Yeah.
But that's nothing to brag on today. But that's the way it was. You see, and the way it was especially works for some reason against Republicans, even though the party of segregation was the Democratic Party. The party of slavery was the Democratic Party. You own all of that stuff. You're lucky that the Republicans are the party of ineptitude and piss-poor marketing. That's why you haven't really had to wear that label. Maybe the president will hang it around your necks in this election. He's got the balls to do it. You deserve to own that history. Tearing down statues and stuff like that, that's not gonna change what actually happened. There was a big D next to all of that. And now all of a sudden you're the party that, well, when you give us choices like Cory Booker, I can't really say you've... What's the difference? Where's the party of Obama? He was great for race relations. My goodness. So I was hoping he would rise above the situation. No, look, you know, I've gotten fired from the Supreme Court twice, and I love Alabama, so I'm gonna do the best thing here. And
he gave this long press conference in a room that had way too much of an echo, so the audio is terrible. But he said, what are people so scared of? Is it because I believe in religious freedom? Because I believe in the Constitution? Because I believe in a secure border? Is that why y'all are so scared of me running? No, it's pretty simple. We don't want Doug Jones to win again.
That's the best reason.
And you lost last time.
To Doug Jones,
yeah.
A fat slob of a political candidate that I'd never even heard of before.
And I've yet to see, I'm looking through my social media feed
now. That's the most embarrassing loss in the last number of years for the Republican Party, was losing that seat to him. You were saying?
No, we've had people call in that have said they like Roy Moore. They've supported him in the past.
I like him too.
But they're done
personal.
This time.
It's not personal. Who was I talking to the other day about?
As W said, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, I won't get fooled again.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show. It's just, it's already, you know, when you hear news like that, I already feel worn out. Like, come on. I don't even want to think about this. So... But it's still very early, and I'd like to know who's filling Moore's head full of wisdom that he can actually win this. Are these yours?
Yes.
Those are Ray-Bans?
No, those are $5 gas station sunglasses.
That's the thing, you know, I got Goose a pair of Ray-Bans for Christmas, and they look fantastic.
Oh, I love Ray-Bans, but I've lost too many pairs to do it again.
I can't tell the difference. I wear Costco.
Oh,
they
nice.
Come three in a pack. Because I bend them and break them and all that stuff. So, Joe Biden, he's out there. I'm not apologizing for remarks on segregationists. Too much apologizing. Everybody needs to get over there themselves. The New York Mets fired their pitching coach today, Joey. I guess they're making him the fall guy for a disappointing start to the season.
Well, they've had a lot of trouble on the mound and with multiple pitchers, so who else are you going to blame?
Got to
go to the source.
You do.
Yeah.
All right, 3:15.
He's been having them practice meditation and yoga. What the hell does that have to do with pitching?
At 3:15, Rodney wants to be the first caller of the afternoon.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. How y'all doing?
You know. Mm. Hanging in there.
Yeah.
Well, I just called because I just heard some good news, and I really didn't hear and know if y'all guys heard about the Ninth Circuit, what they ruled on today.
What did they rule?
They ruled that Trump can take away all funding from Planned Parenthood.
Well, I noticed the Supreme Court upheld the the cross on public land today. That was refreshing.
Yeah, and they're probably also going to side with him with the census thing that's coming out here soon. But the
of course they are, but that doesn't mean the Democrats aren't going to, you know, freak out and act like a-holes about it.
Well, that won't be nothing different. We've been dealing with that for many years, so just let them go right ahead.
By the way, did you see Piers Morgan says Trump is going to breeze to victory?
Oh, wow.
Piers Morgan.
Yeah. Well, everybody, I'm glad to hear that the Ninth Circuit has ruled in our president's favor and that he can cut off all funding to Planned Parenthood.
Good. Let him do
it. Great day in America.
Because, oh, my goodness, now I found this. Thanks for the call, Rodney. My friend Kathleen sent me this story from the Greenwich Time. Horns are growing on young people's skulls. Mm. Phone use is to blame.
Yeah, everybody looking down at their phones, they're getting bone spurs.
Right there at the base of the cranium?
Yeah, that's weird, man.
At first I thought they're coming out of the forehead. And one day if I saw them growing out of occasional cortex's forehead, that wouldn't surprise me. Because we all know she's spawn of Satan. But this is apparently a growth that's occurring at the base of the skull.
You just don't understand your history, Greg.
What?
AOC's been trying to teach you about concentration camps. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I know. That's what we got down there. Yeah, concentration camps where people are being loaded into boxcars at the point of a gun.
Right.
And being executed and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's genius. She's a freaking genius. Isn't she?
Oh, it's fantastic. Because what happened in Nazi Germany is that the Jews came from other parts of Europe into Germany, trying to get into Germany, seeking opportunity. And those who were sick on the long journey were taken to centers where they were held, yes, but also given medical treatment and food. That's all the concentration camps
were. Dr. Mengele was in charge of the medical treatment.
Right.
She's so right.
But actually, she wasn't talking about Germany. She was talking about Japanese internment camps, even though she said never again.
And look, the Japanese...
Good Lord.
...were just about as bad as the Germans during World War II. The way they ran their POW camps and stuff, it was...
Oh, the Imperial Japan? Yeah.
Yeah.
And though, yesterday I did learn with this hearing that was on reparations...
Right.
Ronald Reagan, in 1988, signed a reparations bill.
For the Japanese?
The interned Japanese. Gave them $20,000 each.
You know, I know you went to college and finished, and I didn't, but I did mention that on the air. We did issue reparations because we put legitimate American citizens, not Japanese that wandered in to America, but took a walk across the Pacific Ocean and found themselves here. Japanese... American citizens of Japanese descent, and we made them live in camps because the paranoia was so high that they were going to be more loyal to their homeland for some reason than maybe any Italian or German American citizen. Of course, that happened in World War I, especially with German Americans.
Right.
They went through a lot of crap here because people presumed that German Americans here who were born in Germany or immigrated here would actually go take the fatherland side in World War I. But they were in... that was absolutely an egregious... And of course, the Democrat did it, right? They're the ones buying slavery and internment camps here in America. Got that Democrat brand. It's a great brand.
And one of the guys who spoke at that hearing yesterday, Coleman Hughes, he's only 22. He writes for Colette. Goes to Columbia.
Yeah.
He said that he thinks it's a moral travesty that the recently freed slaves in the 1860s were not given reparations, but thinking about it today as a young black man, he does not think reparations are a good idea practically or morally. He actually may had a very good statement. He came out against the idea and the policy. It was a good statement.
There's only two people that really advocate for this. One are politicians who want to buy back what they think that this is going to be a buyback for black voters who they've done so much for with their policies over the last 60 years, and people who'd love to get a check, you know, for a substantial amount of money because of something that happened in their family seven generations ago, if it happened in their family at all. It's insanity, but we've got plenty of that in this country these days. Let's go car shopping at... I'll put that horny story up on Facebook in just a minute. Let's go car shopping at Jack Ingram. Signature used cars. And I am asked specifically to focus on the category of vehicles available under 10, although you can shop under 5,000, over 25,000. You can shop by type of vehicle and brand. But there are some great options here. The one that jumps out among many fabulous options is this 2015 Nissan Versa. $8,200. This car has 33,000 miles on it. This car technically is 4 years or four seasons old. That's 9,000 miles a year this car has been babied. If you're shopping under 9,000 and you have an option like that, you got to take a serious look at it. And of course, anything that you know that's on the lot at Jack Ingram that you see at their website, jackingram.com, are vehicles that have been thoroughly vetted by the mechanics, by the body shop, the people who check into vehicle histories and so forth, because they don't want you coming back with a car that you're unhappy with. Something even at a lower price option, it could be a lot of fun to drive, a 2008 Mustang V6 Deluxe. And that's available for $6,800. And under five, you've got a Hyundai Elantra GLS at $4,300. And again, these vehicles are ready to deliver reliable driving miles. You just need to go there and find the one that's right for you. Lots of Volkswagen Jettas, too. Another safe vehicle option for new drivers or kids heading off to college. Go see Tip Thames and his amazing team at 235 Northeastern Boulevard or browse again online at jackingram.com.
Party! A brilliant gala where Marguerite's and co-host Blue Water Broadcasting will give away a beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced one-carat Forever Mark diamond. Sign up today at Marguerite's Facebook page to earn your chance at becoming a finalist. All finalists will receive an exquisite gift courtesy of Marguerite's. However, only one will win a Forever Mark diamond. Forever Mark diamonds are always genuine, untreated, and natural. Make sure to join us at Marguerite's Tuesday, June 25th at 5 p.m. for the gala event and drawing. Everyone's invited to the party.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands every day because your reputation depends on it. Lowe's is here to help by stocking more of those brands and at great savings too. Like 20% off in-stock GAF or Owens Corning shingles every day when you purchase by the pallet. And we now offer the Little Giant King Combo Ladder, the world's first step, extension, and leaning ladder, giving you the flexibility to do just about any job for only $159. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for, a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying, it's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here are some tips for enjoying this year's summer solstice, the longest day of the year. Since the sun will be visible for much longer, try not to stare directly into it for more than 2 hours at a time. It'll be hot, so keep hydrated. Drink plenty of water and whiskey. And remember, the extreme heat will make everyone more agitated and irritable. So if there are people you enjoy annoying, this would be a good day. Also, most employers recognize today as a national holiday. So take it off and enjoy this year's summer solstice.
Fat birdies. It's 325 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Terry's out of town.
I don't believe he's, like, usually he's here setting up while I get done by, when I get done with my show, and he hasn't been here the last few nights, so.
The much beloved and glorious Prime Minister. By the way, you and Mallory were, you had some great moments. I caught a bunch of
it. It really went well. I really appreciate him sticking around, because if I had been here by myself, I would have I think I've been fine, but not as good.
Our talent development department here at Blue Water has produced some pretty impressive people.
He's a talented man.
I hear Jack Campbell is doing well.
Yes. I hear the same thing.
Can we reach out to him?
I can, if you like.
Send him a text. See if he'd come on the air with us for a minute. Say hello.
Okay.
Because, I mean, not only do I admire his experience and insights, I love him as a person.
Yes, he's fantastic.
You know, he's the house cherub.
It's funny, I've had breakfast with him a few times over across the street, and he knows everybody. He's like, oh, that's so-and-so there.
Yeah.
Hey, he's great.
I forget what the specific circumstance was, but I had caused to be down by Dirk's Filet and Vine one night. I forget what was going on down there. I'm not even sure who. It might have been going to dinner with Roz or something. But as we're walking up in front of Dirk's, there was an outdoor... There's a bar or something.
Pine Bar, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I see this crowd gathered around this oracle. looks like... And they're all focused on the wisdom that's being shared at this table. And as I get close... I recognized that face. And it was just a fun thing to see. Because he is, probably don't remember these E.F. Hutton commercials, but when E.F. Hutton's name was mentioned, everybody would shut up and listen. Jack Campbell has that E.F. Hutton gift. When Jack Campbell talks, everybody listens. And I like to see how he's doing. Because he is one of my favorite people. At 3:28, mobile technology has transformed the way we live, how we read, work, communicate, shop, date, all of this. You all know that. What we have not grasped is the way that tiny machines in front of us are remolding our skeletons, Joey.
Oh, good Lord.
You know what?
Freaking me out, Greg.
I kind of blew it here, and on behalf of Mr. Electric, let me offer an apology, because this really deserves a special introduction. It's
electric! Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
And thanks to correspondent Kathleen, who sent this story from the Greenwich Time. You mentioned that mobile technology obviously has transformed many lives. We do so many things there. And it's all happened kind of, very subtly until you think back and realize how it was just 10 years ago. I remember my little flip phone taking a selfie in the car at a certain exit on I-75.
Yes, Mr. Prussel.
Yes, sir. And I still have this picture. It's in my in my laptop files and stuff. And I think back to, it hit me. That was 12 years ago. And how different it was. Then you either pulled over. What I mastered with the flip phone was how to send a text without ever looking at the thing. Because I had good thumb memory.
Oh, you're very good with your thumb.
My thumb drive was amazing. Because I could send an accurately spelled text without once looking at the...
That opposable thumb right there is a gift from God, if I've ever seen one.
I just had it groomed.
Oh, it looks good.
Oh, wait a minute. No, that was my feet.
Oh.
You
didn't do it with the mani-pedi together?
No. I get impatient in places like that. I like it.
Yeah, it feels good. More the feet.
Man, when they wrap your calves with hot towels.
Whoa.
But I'm getting off the point here.
Yeah, let's go back.
Because we got to get back to how technology is deforming us.
Changing our physiology.
New research in biomechanics suggests that young people like you are developing horn...
I don't like your tone.
Horn-like spikes at the back of their skulls, bone spurs caused by the forward tilt of the head, which shifts weight from the spine to the muscles at the back of the head, causing bone growth in the connecting tendons and ligaments. The weight transfer that causes the buildup can be compared to the way the skin thickens into a callus as response to pressure or repeated abrasion of a certain area.
I'm trying to feel if I have any. I think good. All that yoga's worked it out.
In academic papers, a pair of researchers at the University of Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia, argue that the prevalence of the bone growth in younger adults points to shifting body posture brought about by modern technology. They say smartphones and other handheld devices are contorting the human form. Not only causing these horns to grow in young people's heads, but bosoms to sag because the posture, you know, this is a disaster.
That is unfortunate.
In the making. So,
you sure the cell phone isn't brought to you by Plastic Surgeons of America?
You got to wonder if somebody, if there isn't a conspiracy behind this, some money involved at some level, you know? It's 3:32. We are going to get our first traffic update of the afternoon. Rich's forecast. What is this? As these storms come barreling through here, a significant weather advisory. I just saw this. Where the hell did it go? For Montgomery County. And again, these are at this point in the afternoon, are small storms till 3:45 for southern Montgomery County. These storms are just racing through. They're obviously being carried by the winds aloft, Joey. Which are about...
The aloft winds.
The ones that, that drive the direction of the storms. And
the ones up there?
Up the, where my hand is.
Yeah, just keep holding your hand out like that. I'm going to take a photo of that.
I can feel the eight like this?
No, not no, like this. Just straight out.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Put it on Facebook.
Sig Heil, yes.
Anyway, areas south of Montgomery, Meadville, Pine Level. I was just there Saturday night. Dublin, Raymer. Cute little places are in the lines of these this next round of these bullet storms that are coming through. Maybe they're AOC storms. Anyway, when it comes to electricity, whether it's an installation, a repair, a concern, something's not working the way it's supposed to, you hear a hum near an outlet, whatever you do in all these situations, sit unattended. The question for many is, who do I call? Who do I trust? Mr. Electric, that's the only name you need to know. Their number is 269-8886. Mr. Electric is a team of certified master electricians, the most experienced around. And their business model is such that, well, when can you be when you could be available? That's when they come. They don't make you sit at home for 3 hours hoping that they'll show up sometime in the window that they give you. They give you a time, and that's when they are there. And when they diagnose and assess the situation, whether it's something you want installed, like the Ring doorbell system that we had done, or a ceiling fan, or a light fixture. We had outdoor lighting done by Mr. Electric. Motion activated. It's great. But you want it done right. And you want it done by people that know what the heck they're doing when it comes to electricity. Here's your group. They are truly the very best. But in addition to that, sometimes when you get the best, you got to go through all these machinations and gyrations, and, well, you'll just have to wait. They don't do business that way. And by the way, any installation or procedure that they perform at your house, they tidy it up after they're done. So all you're left with is the great result. Upfront pricing. No games. Mr. Electric, 269-8886, MrElectric.com. Duke.
Hey, brother, how are you?
Yeah.
I heard you were in Dublin.
I
you know that? Go ahead.
Well, no, the Dublin Raymer Reds area, Red Schoolhouse.
Right. You know, Dublin's the fastest growing city in America. Do you know that? It's Dublin every day.
Oh, Lord, I heard it. I knew it was coming, Duke.
I used to cut through there going to college at Troy State sometimes, but anyway.
Well, there is a road that runs parallel to 231 that is kind of a shortcut, right?
Yeah, well,
It becomes Woodley Road when you get to the city.
Right. Oh, Woodley. You cut through that way. Yeah, Trotman, that area. Okay.
We appreciate the call and the great joke, man.
All right, brother. I'm glad you're doing okay. Take care.
He went to the Sunny Park School of Humor. All right, I just got a message from David Blackman.
Yeah?
And... here's what you need. I want you to call him while I'm downstairs smoke. Yeah.
Okay.
Tell him I have been under the weather and have been meaning to contact him. And yes, he wants to come on and talk about how all this crap with Iran is impacting oil markets. Now, it's interesting. The stock market had another good day. I mean, a really good day. Up 200. The Dow is almost back to 27,000. That's stunning in the middle of all this chaos. But I would love his expertise because that's what it is. So let me get dbdailyupdate.com. Reach out to him and ask. Just let him know what the story is and see what's a good time for him. And we'll just open that up. Whatever works for him works for us.
You know, somehow the market finds a way. Out of chaos, you get hoarder.
Oh, the Biden agon. Oh, God, he is so good. I just have been... Oh, Hunter Biden got hit with a paternity suit. With an Arkansas woman. Wow. Boy, that Arkansas, it's kind of a benign state, but a lot goes on there. A lot of suspicious activity.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your Thursday afternoon traffic, and we see an accident on I-65 southbound. It's right at the Northern Boulevard. There are vehicles both on the shoulder and in the median lane, so be careful as you pass through there. If you're on I-85, we don't see any hang-ups for you other than out by the Tuskegee area. There's an accident near mile marker 33. If you're on the Boulevard, it's pretty crowded, but the traffic is moving along without too many delays, and we don't see a lot of problems on the 31s. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza, Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore has announced he will run again for U.S. Senate in 2020 after losing amid misconduct allegations previously. Moore lost the 2017 special election to Democratic Senator Doug Jones amid allegations of past sexual misconduct with teenagers. Moore denied the allegations. The Selma City Council is starting the process of finding a new police chief. A public safety meeting is scheduled for Monday afternoon, followed by a work session on Tuesday. That's when the council will officially vote to move forward with the process of hiring a new chief. Spencer Collier recently announced he is retiring from the department. And the director of the Pike County Salvation Army says someone has been stealing donations and vandalizing the property. They've tried to use security cameras, but they've been painted over or destroyed. Anyone with information is asked to call the Troy Police Department. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect. We got a breezy, warm, humid day in progress. High temperature in the lower 90s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will become quite numerous by during the afternoon. Some possibly severe with damaging wind gusts and large hail a possibility. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action and will instantly alert you for a warning for your area. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Continued muggy tonight. The risk of thunderstorms continues in the overnight hours. Low temperature 76. Tomorrow, look for a very hot first day of summer with a high in the middle 90s and triple-digit heat indices, a few spotty storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online. 4 Healthy Pets online.com.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. All new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day, with over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock. It's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday in Montgomery, and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to. Me.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions. Montgomery Subaru.
When kids grow up, time spent in the park, around the campfire, or at the lake is what they'll remember. We know the great outdoors. We love the great outdoors. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, where you can save big during our Star Spangled Summer Sale. Like Bass Pro Flag Tiers for under $10 each, and a Stars and Stripes Tailgate Toss Game for under $30. Visit BassPro.com and Cabela's.com.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. That means you can get a top-load Whirlpool washer and electric dryer pair, just $4.98 each. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas, dryer, extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
News Talk 93.1 is calling names in a good way. And if your name is called, you could be the winner of a one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Yay!
I hear you. Well, you just mentioned my name.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. And we'll call out names all week long for you to qualify.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
A one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Temps are hot, I just sweat until I feel like I will die. When it's June or July, crank the AC and stay inside. When the sun beats down, I get sticky and wet. Gotta change my shirt, it's soaking with sweat. Then I get bit up by mosquitoes when I go out at night. In the summertime, my poor arms and legs are covered up with bites. Trimming bushes then, cleaning out the garage. Try to weed the garden, but it's too freaking hot. Sweat drips down my spine, and my underwear is wetter than the sea. Summer's crappy, sick of working in the stupid summer heat.
I think it all starts tomorrow, right? The official, Oh, I don't care what Judge Knapp says anymore, so you can take him off my TV, please.
You're so forgiving.
Yeah, I am.
Hold on.
Those of you who have been regular listeners know that we have developed a relationship with a gentleman named David Blackman, who writes a daily blog that shows tremendous political savvy and humor. But his expertise is in the oil industry, and I can't think of anybody who's better qualified to talk to us about the U.S.-Iranian tensions, where how this could play out, how this could affect us. I know that the price of oil I think, went up $5 a barrel today, but it did not impact the markets. This is one of the questions I want to ask is, okay, the market's like the nervous Nelly of the world, and it gets jittery over anything that could be negative. But instead, we have seen the Dow's gained almost 2,000 points now, going back 2-3 weeks. It generally doesn't do that unless it has a sense of confidence on the overall picture. We also know we can see that change quickly as well. I want to see what he would suggest to the president, what he would suggest to Donald Trump. He's a huge Trump supporter, so there's no issue there. It's just that, and this is a country that's just not to be trusted. I mean, their goal is to wipe out Israel. If Obama wants to know why so many people suspect that he was a Muslim or Islamic operative, maybe that big plane load of cash in the middle of the night to Iran and trusting them with a nuclear development program when they're so dedicated to the annihilation of people they hate. Where's AOC been on that, by the way? What's her genius? What's she got out there on that? Now that she knows we're running concentration camps and has exposed that at the southern border.
Right.
So we got.
I only can take so much of her in a day. I'll check back tomorrow.
What's frustrating is I've seen no polling data. I want to know what her district thinks. Did we make the biggest mistake ever electing this big woman? Et cetera. Any buyer's remorse? Of course, she was elected by such a small number of voters, relatively speaking. Because the incumbent, Joe Crowley, just figured, I got this wrapped up. I don't have to go out there and actually see these people I represent. See this story about the teenager in Alaska who murdered a friend and did it because a stranger online catfished her and pretended to give her $9 million if she did it?
Holy crap.
There's some stuff in the news that above and beyond the regular stuff that we worry about on a daily basis that makes a very, very pathetic statement about humanity in general. Yeah, there's good news stories and there's happy news, like this 14-inch goldfish that showed up
in a river. 14 inches?
That's a whopper. 14 inches.
It's a big goldfish.
You don't want to mess with that one. And a conservation group says it shows why you shouldn't flush your pet fish. But you only do that when they die. When you see them floating at the top of the bowl and they're kind of bent.
You flush them? You don't give them a burial?
We did the cigar box burials in my family.
Okay.
Somebody always had these little plastic cigar boxes, and we'd bury them in the backyard.
Was it only fish? Any turtles you bury in your backyard?
I don't think.
Maybe a hamster or a gerbil that you buried?
I've never buried a hamster
guinea
or a gerbil.
Guinea pigs?
Never had a hamster, a gerbil, or a guinea pig.
Sugar glider?
What is that?
They're like these tiny, they seriously are adorable rodents that can fly. They can glide across the room. Yeah. The guy I knew in college had one. It was very, very cute. Tiny, but it would sit there in your hand, and it was incredible.
It could leap out of your hand and fly?
Yeah, but talk about puppy dog eyes. Oh, man. Yeah, and they're not going to harm a human or anything.
I had that story yesterday about dog eyes, the whole thing with the sad face they make, the manipulation. That's an ingrained behavior that was learned many thousands of years ago and is not something that it's in them.
It's an evolutionary development over thousands of years.
Yeah. In their facial muscles. Yeah. Muscles, they know that it will get them things that normally they might not with their regular face.
That's one of the most fascinating relationships in all of the animal kingdom, their relationship with human beings. It's incredible. And they're one of the few animals that will look you in the eye, whereas we have domesticated cats, and they're still essentially the killers that the big cats are. But they know where their bread is buttered.
Boy, the stuff. Once the media decides to actually do its job and do a little research, the stuff that's turning up on Biden today. Joe Biden once referred to Democratic presidential candidate Reverend Jesse Jackson as that boy.
Oh, wow, Joe. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Joseph Biden, from a junior senator of Delaware, while praising Democratic presidential candidate Jesse Jackson, used the word boy to refer to him, and Senator Gary Hart during an informal news conference Friday night. This is from, it says May 10th, doesn't give the year, but it's obviously got to be from around
when did Jackson
80s,
run? Yeah.
84. That's when I got into all that trouble. But I didn't call him a name. I just said, I can't understand what he's saying. He won the New York primary, the Democratic New York primary.
And you weren't making some point or comment. You were literally saying, I can't understand.
My listeners do what I want. And I said, can you translate this for me? And they came up with funny stuff. And none of it was really insulting to him. It was just goofy things. And, oh, my goodness, the Florida primary had been a couple of weeks before, and a few of his staff members were still in Florida and got wind of this, immediately turned it into the racial event of the year. And guess who the public supported? Oh, man.
You? Yeah.
Yes, if those files are still available somewhere, you'll find that RKO had to hire 6 temporary receptionists to largely record messages of complaint from listeners who said, I will never listen to you again until you bring this guy back from this suspension. They suspended me immediately. It was like any other day, April 4th, 1984. You can probably still find the stories online. That was the one where my mother calls me. I hadn't even told her what had happened yet. And I just separated from the lunatic second wife. So I'm at my friend Dennis's house, the guy whose driveway I kissed because I was so glad to be away from the bitch. So the phone rings, and this was pre-cell phone. Ma, what's up? She says, did you get suspended from your job? I said, well, yeah. I said, but what I really want to know is how you found out in Chicago. Marlisa told me. Marlisa was the next door neighbor.
Well, how did Marlisa?
How did Marlisa find out about it? Well, it was on WLS on the news. And she came running right over.
My son's a racist.
No, I wasn't really portrayed that way.
How? Okay.
It was, look, we had a Ronald Reagan. I love Ronald Reagan, but we had a Ronald Reagan impersonator on every morning. Yeah. And he was hilarious. And it was satirical fun. It was good-natured fun. But we never missed a chance to show our love for the president. But we still had fun at his expense. And the whole idea that came out of this was, wait a minute, if the president can be a target of satirical humor, well, why can't a candidate? This is the problem, you see. Nobody... If you're going to run for president, you should be fair game, period. And I got a lot of support from black activists in Fort Lauderdale. It was an amazing experience because I had the TV trucks in my driveway. And the station forbid me to say anything. But I sat at home and I listened. We had 3 talk shows, 3 full-time talk shows down there. And I was the only topic for a week. It was amazing. Then, of course, after they end this, and I apologized, I mean, it wasn't a groveling apology. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to piss you off, basically. Then the boss comes to me and says, that was one of the best bits you ever did. And it was...
didn't want to lose money.
It's
probably what it was.
There were a number of advertisers that pulled their schedules until I was back.
Mm.
It cost them a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because there, in those days, we were talking $300 a minute.
Wow.
For time on my show.
Nice.
So that adds up quickly.
Yeah.
But we ended up putting a smile on, and then it just kind of went away. There were editorials. I mean, Joey, it's the weirdest thing when you are the topic in town.
It's like I was just doing a stupid radio bit.
Any channel, I mean, God bless, I'll say this about Sonny and everybody else. They all stood up for me. Hmm. They all stood up for me to a person. because they didn't want it to happen to them. Because that was a very innocent thing. He had made this passionate Jesse speech, and he was so over the top. A lot of it was just completely unintelligible. And we had it on an RKO news feed, so there was no questioning the audio integrity. Just, what's he saying? A lot of people were calling up with, well, it sounds like he's trying to find a good used car or stuff like that. 356. And in those days, this is the irony of it all. I thought we were already making progress. Right across the street from our station was a Sambo's restaurant. And we used to wonder, how the hell can a place still be in business with this name?
This is how far removed I am from that culture, the ethnic differences. Slur is that for?
We have to take a break here.
Okay,
fair enough. Is today the 20th or the 19th?
It is the 20th.
Okay. I just want to make sure I get the right date in here. Wasn't it great to have Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house with us yesterday?
It was.
They are fun to discuss on any number of topics, but you know, when they were advising people calling in on issues with custody and divorce, holy cow, information right there at their fingertips. And when they turn that button on and they're dealing with somebody's life and the time they spend with their kids, they're just amazing. Now, they will represent anybody who wants first-rate representation in a divorce. They do specialize in representing men because they have studied and learned to work with the inequities in the system when it comes to men in matters of divorce. That's their specialty. But I've also known a couple of women who have picked them for divorce and have been very pleased with. And it's all about coming out of it with an agreement. It's not about revenge and starting World War III. It's about exiting with, you stay out of it. Let them deal with it. That's what they do. They fight for you. And then you talk to them and get the latest and go over what, you know, what it is you expect, what you can, what can and can't be realistically achieved and so forth. But they're on the job. Their number is 819-4810. If you need their help and you're a News Talk listener, mention that because your consultation fee will be generously discounted. That's 819-4810. Their web address is divorceformenalabama.com. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix